Hi, Elsie. I'm Amelie. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
For having me here.
You're welcome. So I've looked at your book a few times, and the illustrations are so pretty. Did you do them yourself?
A lot of them, yes. A couple were just photographs from my mom.
So did you do the two pictures of the cats, and then the photographs were all just photos?
Yes.
That's cool. How do you get that talent, how to draw cats? Did you learn it, or have you always known
I
it?
really like cats and I really like animals, but I just Googled like a couple pics of cats and then I put my own twist on them.
That's cool. So, I love how in your story, these two cats, one of them is like really bored and the other is really excited and everything's exciting for it. And then they come together and they're like, they are two different cats living in two different realities, but together they're like two peas in a pod.
Yeah, I thought that would be kind of classic, like a stray cat, that everything exciting happens, and then one that gets all the attention, and then everything is boring.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Let's go, young authors, hey, let's go out and slay the day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors,
Hey!
hey?
That's our theme song for What's Up, Young Authors. What's up, young authors? I'm Amelie Anastasia, author of Foxtails and Foxtails 2. And today I'm here with a very special guest, Elsie. Welcome to the show, Elsie.
It's such an honor being here.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. I love it when somebody's happy about being on this podcast. It just really brightens my day a little. Today I'm excited to have you, Elsie, because I have read your book, Ziggy Meets Figgy, and it's just such a cute little book. I just love it so much, and the illustrations are so pretty. And I just Just it's a fantastic, cute little book. So tell me, what inspired you to start writing?
I love reading books, so I just want to try writing books.
So you were inspired by the books. Did you feel like, wow, people are writing these books and I really like this. I want to make other people like reading too, if I write a book. That's cool.
Enjoy when someone else likes it.
At what age did you write Ziggy Meets Figgy?
9 years old. The same age I am. Just a couple of weeks, maybe a month ago.
Where does the inspiration for your story come from?
So basically it comes from a real topic. Ziggy lives right across my street. And his brother Tucker is orange, just like Figgy is. And I just want to make a cuter name, so Tucker. And I want to write a place where the two get along and they have adventures together, and they're not brothers, of course.
That's cool how you kind of played with the characters in your life and made them these artistic strays and domesticated and bored and excited, and I just love that.
Thank you.
What was your favorite part about writing a book?
Love the part when I put a good twist on it, when the readers think it's actually this thing, but it's actually the opposite.
Yeah, so I really enjoy a good twist too. At what age did you write Ziggy Meets Figgy.
Not too long ago. Maybe somewhere before spring break. Not very long ago. But I wrote a couple of books, I just didn't publish them. So I'm not new to writing, but
So that's cool that your books are new to the world, really brand new. So, what was your favorite part about writing a book?
I love the part of my books that I put a twist on them. I just love a good book that's fantasy and fun, but I just love a good book with a good twist on it.
Me too. Did you illustrate your books or have somebody else illustrate them?
So mostly I drew the characters and the things there, but sometimes my mom would look through the photo, through her photos and put some on there. But mostly I drew the book.
That's cool. So you must be a really talented drawer to have drawn such sophisticated cats.
Thank you. Like, I've drawn a lot of cats, so it's up.
How did you choose how you wanted to illustrate them? Marker versus paint versus pencil versus colored pencil.
Crayons are usually make broader lines and they result with like little things afterwards. Marker, I really like marker, but then if I make a mistake, it's you cannot redo it. Like you have to redo it, you cannot just erase it. I chose colored pencil because crayons are for broader lines, and colored pencils I could easily just do really small details. And painting, I'm not really good with painting at all. So.
I feel you, me neither. I always feel like my brush is smaller than the paint on it. So yeah. You became friends with your neighbor's cat Ziggy, who meets you before school. That's really cool. I enjoy playing with my neighbor's dog.
So Ziggy would just go to my deck. And then I would see him through the window like 6 a.m. And I would be like, Ziggy, it's too early.
So, Ziggy is a little impatient for back scratches, huh? So, you used your n neighbor's cat as one of your characters in your book. That's cool because my neighbor's dog, Rudy, I represented him as Snickerdoodle in both of my books.
Connection.
Yeah. How long did it take you to write your book?
So if I go at school, maybe it'll take me maybe like a week or 5 days. But on weekends, it took me 2 days, and I finished the fourth book now.
That's cool how at school where you have more lessons and stuff that you have to catch up with. You got less done, but you didn't stop at school. You kept going and took it home on the weekends. So that's cool how you split the time between weekends and weeks. What did you enjoy more, writing or illustrating?
I think I like writing more, but I do like drawing stuff. It's good to draw an
Yeah.
ideas come to me easier in writing than in drawing.
Is it hard for you to get the perspective of the animal right in the drawings or? Yeah, I understand because anytime I try to draw a squirrel, I never get it right and I ended up with some creepy turnouts. Like, really creepy. I would not want to see those squirrels. What are your plans now that you have published your book?
managed to keep on publishing books because now that I finished like a couple of books, I know how fun it is to do more than one thing and to just write and draw and have something to do while you're at home and not be bored. So I think I'm going to keep on writing for a pretty long time.
You referred to possible future mischief and stories towards the end. Can we expect the characters to do to make a second appearance in your next book?
Yes.
Tell me about the process for getting your books written, published, and then promoting them.
So I made these papers and then I would just start writing. My mom would put it on a computer and then my mom would publish it because, like, I don't like staying at a computer for an entire day, which my mom has to do. And I just do, like, the writing and illustrating work. My mom did all the promoting too. Like, she put it on all the Facebook groups, I don't know. And she's gonna do a book signing thing in the library.
Really? Where are you doing your book signing?
I'm pretty sure, like, at a library.
What library?
I don't really know.
Well, let me know if you find out. What have you learned from the process of writing and illustrating your books?
Joy and having a fun time and completing your dreams. Like, I love writing and drawing. Like, one of my dreams. They're never easy. And then you have to face some challenges to complete them.
That's a really beautiful message. Where are your books available for purchase now?
Amazon. And my mom put some ebooks too.
That's cool. Is there a link that you could direct listeners to help them learn more or possibly buy your books? Do you have a website? Okay. Do you want to keep writing books, or do you feel like you just need to write books because of where you left off?
Like writing books.
Thank you so much for joining me on What's Up, Young Authors, Elsie, and a big thank you to Little House of Dreams Publishing for sponsoring today's video. I'm Amelie Anastasia, your host, and I hope today's episode with this amazing, inspiring young author inspired you to write a book and proceed your dreams. Wishing you inspiration and a story to tell. See you next time on What's Up with Young Authors.
Okay, we're gonna.
Whoop, there goes Bob.
Yeah, I wonder if we should maybe not have Bob.
Yeah, maybe Bob should just.
Okay.
Bob's gonna sit.
Let's go, young authors. Hey, let's go out and slay the day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors? Hey, let's go, young authors. Hey, let's go out and slay the day. Write your story your own way. What's up, young authors? Hey, hey.